It was so fucking hot that summer, in the hundreds for days without end. When I set out walking to your place, I could barely stand to wear anything, a loose white t-shirt and cut-off shorts clinging to my sticky skin, toes grimy from the city's grit in my sandals. I thought you had air conditioning, but when you opened the door, your place was almost as hot as the inferno on the street. You did have a lot of pot. So we smoked it. Well, mostly me. You got me so high that afternoon, loading bowl after bowl and passing half the time, laughing at me out of the corners of your eyes to make me paranoid on purpose. You knew what a competitive little pothead I was those days, that as long as you kept packing it, I'd keep smoking. Finally, I was far too stoned to function. Already beyond lethargic in the heat. You picked half-hearted riffs on your guitar near my head while I laid on the couch watching Starship Troopers. Distracted by the sweat I could feel slowly trickling between my breasts, the wetness soaking my white shirt into transparency. "It's so hot," I whined for probably the millionth time since that summer had started. You snorted quietly, nodding, said nothing for a second, then, "There's a fan in my room if you're really dying." Hope bloomed at the thought of a fan. "But you got me too fucking stoned to move," I complained, bratty. You snorted again, obviously annoyed, but I heard you carefully set down your guitar before you came back over and scooped me up from the couch. Your arms were hot against me, and I could feel our sweaty skin sticking together. I moaned complaint at your body heat and squirmed a little, nevertheless enjoying the soaring sensation of being really high and swooped up. You dropped me on your bed abruptly, and I giggled uncontrollably for several minutes, bouncing myself a few times to emulate the bounce of my initial impact. Thinking about a YouTube master compilation of dogs bouncing on trampolines. My eyes were still closed, doing that trick I used to do when I got high, where I made the world spin around me, like being drunk without the nausea. The fan clicked on and you adjusted it to hit my face, the sudden movement of air making me squirm again with pleasure. I pulled unconsciously at my sticky top, trying to get more flowing air against my skin. You put a glass of ice water on the nightstand next, then walked around to your side. The bed dipped as you laid down next to me, not touching, but close enough to get some of the fan's air, too. I drowsed, vaguely hearing you rummaging around for something. I was still too hot to care about anything, trying to lay as still as possible. You reached across me and rummaged some more, careful not to make sweaty contact. And I thought of the ice water you'd thoughtfully brought, melting away. Eyes still closed, I reached out a hand for it. You grabbed my hand, still at my side, as I reached, and a cuff went around my outstretched wrists from the bedpost by the nightstand. Before my stupid stone brain could even think of reacting, my other wrist got the same treatment. I opened my eyes to see you tightening straps, stretching my arms out wide. Before you turned back to grin at me, you watched me, watching my brain try to work through the heat and the weed. "Come on," I finally said. "It's way too hot. I can barely stand to be in my own skin." "That's why I'm removing the element of choice," you said. "Then I know you won't be complaining much longer anyway. And after we can have a nice cold shower, okay?" I made my most impetuous, scrunched up face. You laughed and grinned, left the room, came back with yet another packed bowl, blew smoke in my face until I was totally spaced out. You trickled some ice water into my mouth, and I could feel the cold of it all the way down my throat. Could feel it settle in my belly. For a second, I thought I might be boiling alive, but I coached myself that I was just high and my body would regulate its temperature. Homeostasis, my stone brain came up with, and I smiled a little bit. You stripped my tight cutoffs down my sweat-slick legs and my panties came with them. You spread my legs apart and cuffed one ankle at the foot of the bed, left the other free. Then you were back in my sight line. Okay? You asked. And I blinked at you and said, 1,000,001. It's so fucking hot. You rolled your eyes and grabbed my t-shirt by its soaked V-neck and you ripped it down the front to my weak protests. My old unraveling cotton bandeau getting the same treatment as I pulled half-heartedly at my wrist cuffs and called you an asshole. When my tits were exposed, you leaned over and took an ice cube out of the water into your mouth before leaning back over me, running your tongue in a blessedly cool trail down my neck, over my clavicle, onto my nipple, and pressed the ice cube in front of your tongue hard onto it. I bucked and gasped and keenly felt the trail of cool water evaporating in the fan's air. You took your mouth away but left the ice cube behind, pressed into my hardening nipple, and smacked my other breast with your opposite hand. I gasped again, the ice beginning to be uncomfortably cold, but you kept pressing it there and started smacking my other breast over and over so that it somehow started to feel even warmer. And I whimpered a little bit, and you laughed, and the ice cube was gone, so you grabbed another one and trailed it down my rib cage, over my belly, the skin twitching involuntarily, and finally came to rest right above my clit. I squirmed hopelessly, trying to get leverage with my one free leg, but you ignored my movement, and with the hand not holding the ice, you slid a few fingers over my pussy, growling softly to yourself. Slid one inside of me, made a satisfied noise. I knew I was wet, but you wanted to show me. So you held your fingers up for me to see, the ice cube melting over my cunt. Open your mouth, you said. And when I complied, you shoved the two wettest fingers roughly toward the back of my throat. I choked a little to your abruptness, but I recovered and sucked myself off your fingers as I looked up at you. Noticed the same expression from earlier when you were laughing at me from the corners of your eyes. You were satisfied that I'd licked your fingers clean. You peeled your own shirt off, but you shoved your hard cock at my face, still in your jeans, and made me put my mouth around it through the rough fabric. I started breathing faster. You took your cock away and slapped me once across the face, and I gasped and arched my back, and you took off your pants. You said, I'm gonna fuck you, and then you're gonna suck my dick, and then I'm gonna fuck you again, and so on, and we'll see how long I can last, huh? And I whimpered.